the anointing, removing that weight, removing that weight of sickness and disease and pain. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, did y'all ever think about this? The Bible says Jesus healed them all. Remember when it went out there and the scripture says Jesus healed them all. Now, you mean to tell me that there wasn't somebody in that crowd that God wanted to teach a lesson to and leave sickness and disease on them? Somebody there didn't need to, quote, learn patience? What a diabolical doctrine. Jesus is the healer. He heals them all. God doesn't have cancer. He doesn't have sickness. He doesn't have disease. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 that that is under the curse. And Galatians says we are redeemed from the curse. Sickness and disease do not belong to the body of Christ. People that teach that stuff are just giving you an excuse for not using faith. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Well, we're blessing those that are going to come in at 11. Actually, well, if you wonder why some of the people are missing, they're on their way to camp. And then, of course, some people are on spring break. And praise the Lord. It's a good time. We went to a wedding yesterday. Pastor Deb did a wedding. Now, think about how sweet this is. Deb did a wedding and married a girl that we had in daycare when we lived in Lockhart. That's how old Deb is. Can you believe? No. Just kidding. Just kidding, Deb. Just kidding. I was there too, so. Art was just a little kid running around there.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. But this little girl was a real sweet little redheaded girl when she said she's not anymore redheaded, but she was so sweet. And, ladies, do y'all remember something called pantyhose? Remember those? Yeah. Had to have been invented by men. Anyway. So Shelby, she was a little baby, and she would call them Hanny Hose. Hanny Hose. So we've called her Hanny Hose all her life, you know. But anyway, it was a real sweet wedding. It was beautiful. Deb did a great job. Jordan drove us down there, and Danny entertained us on the way, and it was really good. And praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's go to Proverbs 22:7. I thank God for Danny and Jordan. They took us where we needed to go. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bill Gailey, Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he's anointed you. He's anointed you to do some fresh things, and they're upon you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Proverbs 22:7. You there? Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm not.
Hallelujah.
There we go. All right, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Now, I didn't write that. That's in the Bible. I didn't say that. That's in the Bible. Now, look, we all know that we have a job to do in the earth, right? We know. The job is to take dominion. The job is to preach the gospel around the world. It's, and you know, when you're preaching the gospel, you're putting out the word. It's a type of dominion going forward because God's kingdom has the power,
yeah,
the utmost power. So there's dominion flowing there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the world system, they use something called money.
Yeah.
Money is what they use. And so although we have something more precious than silver and gold, we actually have to function in this system, in this human system. And so you need some financial empowerment. Now, it's not It's not humility to be broke. So there's that. We're talking about diabolical doctrines today. The first one we already conquered there. But people think that, well, you know, the prosperity message. They don't even know what they're talking about when they say that.
Right.
We're trying to get people. Not money. You use money to get people.
That's right.
I'm trying to see that you have something in your wallet. Don't leave home without it. But right. Praise the Lord. And see that you have something so that you can be a blessing to other people.
That's right.
And that's what this is talking about. This is talking about the fact that if you have some money, you can build 50 churches in 5 years.
Yeah.
If you have some money, you can help people come home to their homeland. If you have some money, you can help people with other things. Sometimes electric bills, sometimes give people gas, sometimes buy some food, sometimes whatever it is. If you have some money, if you don't have any money, you can't help anybody. You got to have some money. So we need to get real about this. You're like, Pastor, you sound like you're preaching to someone who's never heard this before. Maybe I am. I don't know, but I just think that we need to remember who we are and don't get all tangled up in messes. You know, we're not talking about using money to manipulate. I'm talking about getting things done. We have to get things done. There was a man once that said, live by the golden rule. He who has the gold rules. And so that's really the truth. So who would be better than to have the funds in the body of Christ instead of the people who are promoting pornography and the whole list of other things that God hates. And so thank God that we can be those people. So, and listen, you know yourself that if you had some money, you could stay out of some certain situations. That's true. You could, and you could help somebody else get out of a certain situation. If you had some money. If you had some money, if God called you to go to New York this week, you could go. If he called you to go overseas, you could go if you had some money. You could do whatever God wants you to do. And so the Bible clearly teaches that there's wealth transfers. And we're in the middle of one. And say, oh, economy's bad. This is when Christians prosper. You should watch for your opportunity. Christians always prosper when things begin to look like they're saying, oh, the crash is coming around. So you need to watch for your opportunity. You need to be ready to jump and get it because something's coming your way. Amen. So when God rescued Israel from Egypt, there was a wealth transfer. They went and knocked doors and said, give me your stuff. Amen. The cool thing is their debt got canceled when they went over the Red Sea.
Wow.
You'll get that later. Okay. So, one reason they needed to take money with them, you're like, well, why did they need money? They had to build the tabernacle. They had to build a place for God. You have to build places for God. Just like we need buildings, there are actually ministers who need planes because they can't make their schedule without flying places. So don't go knocking people that have planes. And let me tell you something else about that. Never accuse one of God's servants to his master. You are stepping on serious ground. So you might want to watch out what you say about people who have planes and such, which I know I'm preaching to the crowd right now. But we're not touching people who are doing what they need to do. My father and the Lord couldn't have gone to the islands he went to if he hadn't had a plane. And I thank God for that. So anyway, there's a wealth transfer right now to build the house of God.
Amen.
The economy of your city. What is your occupation? What your business is or what you're selling is not what determines your riches. You hear me? It's not your job right now that's determining your riches. I know some of you think it is, but it's your understanding of your covenant with God.
Yeah.
It's your understanding of your covenant with God. That's what will bless you and make you rich. You'll be rich not just in finances, but in every area. Mm-hmm. So it's this covenant that we have that makes us rich. It's in our giving and our supporting. We make our living by our giving. We don't make our living by our job. That's an assignment of God. Where you work should be an assignment that helps people.
Mm-hmm.
It helps people. Right. But the majority of the people in the world don't see that. They're clinging to that job because that's my only source. No, God is your source. God is your source. You need to cling to Him. Praise the Lord. Anybody getting anything out of this?
Yeah.
So, you know, Jesse was preaching the other day about Peter launching out in the boat. You remember that? And so Peter launched out in the deep, but what did he do first? He heard the word.
Yeah.
Now, that's exactly why, and I think Jesse said this, this is exactly why we have offering words. Mm-hmm. Because first, in order to have any kind of harvest, you have to have word first.
Yeah.
You have to, the word plants the image of God of abundance in your heart. The word plants that abundance in your heart. That's why a lot of religious people don't have anything, that no one ever preaches to them the abundance words. But God said exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. That's just not you smiling every day. That's you being free. Did you hear the scripture? It said the borrower is subject to the lender. How about being debt-free?
Yes.
Amen. That is totally possible to be debt-free. You just have to make up your mind to go there. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, that we have a word from you that will grow forth exactly in what it says. And that is that we can have a wealth transfer. Says it in several places in the Bible, that money, finances can come to you just as surely as health can come to you. Just as surely as this word can come to you, finances can come. And I'm here to announce to you that my life is 1,000 times better. It's 1,000 times better. The Bible says you can have 1,000-fold. My life is 1,000 times better. And I'm just about to hit it. I've gotten to our little assignment that we did. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. So you've gotten the word. Now launch. Launch out into the deep and get what belongs to you. Do it by faith. Today in the name of Jesus, I decree your wealth into your life from this day forward.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you'd like to give online, you can give via text message, text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Praise the Lord. God is good. I have so many prosperous testimonies. When I became a tither, everything in my life changed. When I became a giver, I got to give bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I went from giving $1 to giving thousands.
Yep.
And I'm so grateful that I've been able to do that in my life, and I know you are too. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Galatians. We're working on our series called Redeemed. We're going to do part 4 today. It's called The Right Focus. Mm. The Right Focus. Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all woke up at 2 o'clock and turned your clocks back? I actually knew somebody that did that. Mac and several people here have heard that story many times. But you don't really have to wake up at 3 and do that. Praise the Lord. Your phone does it for you. And then Amanda used to change my clocks, but she doesn't anymore. I don't know. Guess I'll have to call her and tell her to come out. Praise the Lord. Galatians 3:13. Okay? Galatians 3:13. So, my favorite story, my favorite illustration in the whole wide world is this. There was a man who decided to move to the great country. He was going to a new land. He had to buy a ticket on a ship. So he bought a ticket on a ship. You know it. Bought a ticket on a ship. All he had was enough money. Mata knows it. Ron knows it. Butch knows it. Somebody in here may not know the story yet. Many of you do. He bought the ticket on the ship. Only had enough for the ticket. So he brought his crackers and his cheese with him. Sat on the ship as they crossed the ocean. Every day the porter would come out and say, "Sir, would you like to come eat with us?" And every day he said, "Oh, no, thank you." And he ate his own little food out of his little bag. Every day, day and night, he ate his own little food. On the last day, the porter came out and said, "Sir, would you like to eat with us on this last meal, this last day?" And he said, "No, sir, to tell you the truth, I was embarrassed. I didn't want to say it before, but actually, I didn't have enough money for the food. I only had enough money for the ticket." And the porter said, "Oh, sir, the meals were included in the ticket." Now, that's my favorite story, and I think that people are perishing for lack of knowledge. They don't know what God has for them. They don't understand that God is good. They're so busy in religion, so busy being tied up in so many things that they don't understand the good Father that we have. Amen. And then I like this story. I told the story to you Wednesday night, the story of Dr. Lillian Yeomans. And she has an interesting story. She was a doctor. She got hooked on morphine. And she almost died, but she turned back to Jesus. She got her life right, and she immersed herself in the Word. And that's what you do if you're believing God for healing. You immerse yourself in the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some people don't get that either, but the Word will change your life. So she did get healed, and then she opened a healing house. And so a lady came there dying of TB, and Dr. Yeomans didn't immediately pray for her. I saw Brother Hagin do that many times where he just didn't pray for everybody immediately. She read scripture to her 2 hours a day. Somebody needs to hear that. Especially Deuteronomy 28 and the scripture we just read, Galatians 3:13. And she told her to say on every waking moment, every day, Deuteronomy 28 says that TB is under the law, under the curse. But I'm not under the curse. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Amen. So she started saying this. For about 3 days, the woman was just like, it didn't mean anything to her. You know, she kind of didn't get it. But on the third day, she comes running downstairs and said, "Dr. Yeomans, TB is under the curse. I'm not under the curse." And she was healed.
Wow.
The light came on. That's exactly right. The light came on the inside. Sickness and disease are listed under the curse. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Amen. Praise the Lord. In fact, let me just read it to you. "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of Spirit through faith." So Deuteronomy tells you, now you know the blessings first. And then when you look in your Bible under Deuteronomy, then you see a list of things, the curse, okay? So the Deuteronomy said the affliction is under the curse, but Galatians says Christ has redeemed you. Meditate on that, church. Meditate on that. Christ has redeemed you from heart trouble. Christ has redeemed you from high blood pressure. Christ has redeemed you from lack. Christ has redeemed you from depression and distress and trouble and sorrow and anything the enemy can do. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Amen? And so we see that. Now, in order to walk in your redemption, this is what I want to focus on today as we're walking through this. You have to keep your focus on the right things. This lady kept her focus on what Dr. Yeomans taught her to. She just kept saying it, and she kept her focus on it. "No, she told me to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to see it through." That's why we're called the people who make confessions all the time. Because we see that we're focusing on something. 2 Corinthians 4:18, if you'll turn there, I want to show you something about 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we need to look. Say look.
Look.
We need to look at the right things. We need to be looking at the right things. Say glory when you get there.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Whatever you confess, you'll have. Okay. So while we do not look, say look.
Look.
At the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So there's eternal things. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Sometimes things don't look so good. Some there's you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. But there are things that don't look good sometimes. Sometimes you don't feel good. Sometimes you wonder if anything's going to really change, if anything's going to be. You have those thoughts. The enemy's bringing those thoughts to you. But I'm going to tell you this. I submit to you that it's all about your focus. Amen. It's going to be about, it depends on your focus whether things will get better or not. But we know we're redeemed. And we know that Jesus paid with his body and with his blood. We understand that, to redeem us. We know that we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We know that. We know that right now. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. What's he saying? Change systems. Stop using the worldly system to live by and live in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. But you know, the enemy, he would try to get us focused on situations, circumstances, pain, and diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Church,
yeah.
You know it's true. You know when you're combing your hair sometimes or walking through the yard or whatever, the enemy's like, yeah. Yeah, you're in trouble now. Uh-huh. You know that's him. That's him talking. You'll probably die of this. And you need to shout back, I'll live and not die, to proclaim. Amen. You need to talk back to the enemy. Amen. But the way that you're going to be able to talk back is if you know something, first of all, if you're not ignorant of the things of God, and if you also get your focus right. So he's trying to pull you off focus. Matthew 11:2-6, if you'll go there, we're going to read down through this. This is really interesting. This will show you focus right here. It'll show you focus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Salvador, God's going to provide you with some piece of equipment that is going to make things really faster for your company. In Jesus' name, thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, are you going with me? We're going over to Matthew 11:2. Are you there?
Yes.
Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the leopards are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. You don't have to be poor anymore. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Now, so John is asking if Jesus is the one. Now, what's up with that? Because this is a real odd question for someone who stood up and saw Jesus approaching when he's out there baptizing people, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is an odd question for him to be coming up with. Time has passed, and now he's asking. Ask him if he's the one. Ask him. But you're like, you prophesied he was the one. But now you're wondering if he's the one. So what we have to do then is get into his perspective. What happened to him? What's going on with him? You know, if you do miracles, where's my deliverance? Where's my answered prayer? Okay. Now, and Jesus just answered this. He told John's people like this. Tell John what you see. The lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. What was he saying to John? He's saying, John, look here. Look here. Look here. See what I'm doing. Look here. Don't look at what I'm not doing. Walk with me. Come on. Look at what I'm doing. The deaf say, here's all the miracles. Look at the miracles, John. Look at the miracles. Look at what I'm doing. So now, but what was he not doing? Well, he wasn't releasing John from prison. So, but why? Now you're like, oh, God's providence. Wait a minute. Whenever we feed ourselves on what God hasn't done, we undermine our confidence and our faith in the Lord. So he started looking at the wrong thing. I absolutely believe he could have walked out of jail. But he didn't focus on that. He was focusing on the wrong thing. What about my miracle? What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? Why didn't I get one? Why didn't I get that? I've known that blind guy all my life, and I didn't get healed, but and they got healed, and they get healed. It must be God's will to teach me a lesson. I must have to go down this trail. No, his focus was wrong. Look at what Jesus is doing. Not what he's not doing. Get your mind off yourself and look at what Jesus is doing. Because if you'll look at what Jesus is doing, it will draw what Jesus is doing over to you and you'll get your freedom. Amen. Praise the Lord. He had the wrong focus. So, you know, we keep a record and carry baggage of what doesn't get answered. And when we do that, that affects the way we pray. Are you with me? And worse than that, it defines the way we think. And that's why you see so many people in the body of Christ believing wrong things. Because they don't get results, but they're not getting the results because they're focused on the wrong thing. It defines how it works going into a situation too. Because then what's going to happen? They go, boy, I wonder if I'm going to get healed this time. Boy, I wonder if that's going to work this time. Boy, I wonder if it'll work out. Hey, did you read what it said over in 1 John? Did you read that it said we're world overcomers?
Yeah.
Did you read that? That's what the word says. Trouble's not going to stay away from you. It's going to try to come. But it's going to depend on your focus, how you deal with it. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. So you have to have the right focus. So, you know, everything then, if you start looking that way, everything then is modeled, listen, out of experience instead of the authority of the Scripture. Everything should be based on this word if you believe it. Everything. You can't make up stuff. Mm-hmm. Church, I'm going to tell you something. No person has the right to decide what is sin and what isn't. No big person in the church. No preacher. The word decides. And the word decides what is truth. This needs to be our final authority. And so if Sister So-and-so, she was the Sunday school teacher for 45 years and everybody thought she was full of faith and she went home to be with the Lord too early, it's absolutely has to do with what she was focused on. Well, it was just her time. God called her home. God doesn't call you home until your body kicks you out. That's what the scripture says, right? Man, praise the Lord. I'm rolling on this one today. So anyway, I didn't know I was going to go this way, but somebody must need it. But the truth is that the scripture tells us what is right. We can't just make up our own doctrines.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So like I just said, this is going to define the situations, and then everything is going to be modeled out of experience. It's not about your experience. We can't even, as leaders in the body of Christ, Hector, me, Deb, Danny, some of the rest of you, we can't just say, when someone comes to us, we can't say, well, my experience was last time I saw this happen. No, we need to go straight to the Holy Spirit and say, you have to answer this for these people. When people come to me and they say, Pastor, I need help. On the inside, I'm going, oh, Holy Spirit, help me give the right answer, because I'm not going based on what I've been doing for the last 30 years. It's today with this person afresh, and it needs to be word-based, but it can't just come out of experience. We've all had a lot of experiences. Amen. The scripture says if you lay hands on the sick, they'll recover.
That's right. Exactly.
That's it. It doesn't say if you're lucky.
No.
Luck is a word that has Lucifer in it.
Yeah.
It's a good day. You'll be, you know, you might get healed. Just try to hold your mouth right. You might get healed. Actually, that might have something to do with it. So praise the Lord. Right. So what happens to a person who's become impressed by lack of breakthrough? Are you with me? They become impressed by lack of breakthrough. They feed their heart secretly on that. And it's what they do. They do it thinking they're remaining humble. Okay? But it's not authentic humility. It's humiliation. It's unbelief. And church, unfortunately, and I heard Bill Johnson say this, he said that unbelief feels like humility to us. It feels like it, but it's not the same. We humble ourselves before God by honoring and by getting into that place where we say no to self, right? Okay, praise the Lord. I can't go down that trail. I've already been down so many already. All right, so lack of confidence in God has a feeling similar to humility, but it's not. False humility keeps you from your destiny. Just basic little things. You got to get straightened out. Now, you know, we're accused of being an arrogant people. But the truth is we give God all the glory. Where I'm weak, he's strong. But because we'll say things like, I decree, I declare, I believe, people think that's arrogant. Religious people think that's arrogant. But we're actually doing what the scripture tells us to do. It says decree a thing and it'll be established.
That's right. That's
and because we'll speak back at darkness, we're accused of being arrogant.
Yeah.
You know, people say, well, no. We'll say, well, I believe. And people are immediately offended because, you know, but we want to put truth out there. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. So here you could become a person who becomes so aware of tragedy and crisis that every day when you see people, have you read what's on Twitter today or whatever they call it now? I don't know. Did you see this? Did you see what Tucker said? Did you or whatever the bad, you know, not that Tucker's bad, he's good, but did you see what happened to this one and that one and oh, the swine flu and oh, what if we get this and what if everything runs off the shelf and what if the gas prices go up and oh my, and you know, and so you got all this stuff going on in you, and then you live in reaction to darkness. We're not called to live in reaction. God has us. God has us. We're protected. Gas prices went up, all right, but it's interesting. I filled my tank up last night. Or actually, Jordan did. Praise the Lord. But there's money to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I bet you ate breakfast.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have lunch.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Everybody have to have a good tortilla. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I know y'all think I'm a white girl, but I'm going to tell you, my mama made tortillas for breakfast. That's it. My dad could speak Spanish as good as Lupi. I was raised like that. Praise the Lord. Tortillas are good. Y'all understand that? Praise the Lord. We have an assignment to invade darkness. We're supposed to invade darkness. We're supposed to break the power of darkness. Jesus was doing that every day, breaking the power of darkness. But you can't do it just out of some rote obedience. It's not going to work. It's much more powerful if I stay aware of God and I stay aware of an open heaven. If I'm aware of God and I'm aware of someone who's bigger than I am, what do I have to be afraid of? He's big. He's my daddy.
That's right.
Amen. He's my father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just try this. When you go into the restaurant this afternoon or whenever you go, stand out before you go in, okay, and just get aware of God. Just get aware of God right before you go in.
Yeah.
You can change an atmosphere in 8 seconds. Just become aware of God. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, you can walk right in there and watch what happens. Time after time, you're going to watch an atmosphere change. Sometimes we'll go into places and they're empty. And we'll go in and sit down and all of a sudden 20, 25 people will come in. I think that's God drawing people in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're helping. That's what we're called to do. What you're conscious of gets released into the atmosphere, into the place you are. That's why when someone depressed walks through these doors, I can immediately feel it. I don't even have to look at their face, although they look like they're going to jury duty or something. But I can tell they're immediately, you're already like, okay, it's kind of like, was it Pigpen? Who was the little Charlie Brown guy? Had that little cloud around him, you know? Puff, 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 they're coming in. You know, but sometimes you don't even need to see their face. You're just aware. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we could change those atmospheres, but it's going to be about what you focus on. What are you focused on? You can feel those depressed people. And then, you know, this takes us back to praying for the things that we already have answers for. Let's think about that. That's one of the problems. When the focus gets off, you start praying for things that you already have. See, if I contend for an open heaven, but the scripture says I already have one, then how am I ever going to find joy in an answer? You see what I'm saying? I'll have to find joy then in the discipline of the prayer instead. And that's where you pick form over power. Oh, well, you know, this is how I'm going to pray. Okay, church, y'all know I love formulas. I love do this, do this, do this, do this, and you'll be blessed. But we can't just live and make those formulas. You see what I'm saying? We can't just make them. That's form over power. Amen. Yeah. I mean, people have a lot of them. They're good, but you don't just focus on the formula. What I'm saying to you is, why pray 6 steps to open a door to heaven when heaven is open? Heaven has been open since the veil was rent. All you got to do is open your gate. You're not trying to get something to happen there. It's already been done. It's already finished. The Bible says that God gave you everything when he gave you Jesus. You're the one that has to receive. You're the one that has to open. And it's going to depend on your focus. What are you focused on? So there's no use in praying for an open heaven. Oh, God, open the heavens. Oh, God, open the heavens. Shama, shama, open the heavens. No, it's open. What if we just prayed this? Holy Spirit, help my perception. I'm can't, you know, and we don't need to say, oh, Lord, lead us. Lead us, Lord. He's leading. Lord, I'm keen to your guidance. Lord, right here, right now, I'm keen to your guidance. You see the turn of that? What we focus on matters. We're already, I feel an anointing increasing. We're already in that place. We're already in that place. We need to focus in there and enjoy this place. Amen. Praise the Lord. You receive this? So you already have the victory. So don't pray, God, please help me overcome. You need to pray, Holy Spirit, help my perception. It's all about focus. It's all about awareness. And be aware that you are redeemed. You're redeemed. It's been paid for. Nobody ever tries to repay the bill after I buy their lunch. You know what they say? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that we've been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus, that we're redeemed from poverty. We're redeemed from lack. We're redeemed from debt. We're redeemed from sickness. We're redeemed from disease. We're redeemed from short life. We're redeemed from depression. We're redeemed from false grief and false guilt and condemnation. We're redeemed from all that.
Yes.
Amen.
God teaches you by his word and his spirit. Your Holy Spirit will convict you. You don't need to have any condemnation about anything. You're God's kid.
That's right.
Don't let the accuser of the brethren get in. You know, when you go to the Southwest Believers Convention,
yeah.
I don't know how many times I've been, 36 times. Thank you, Danny. 36 conventions. Think about Tuesday, the second service there. You're already spitting nails. You're spitting bullets. You're like, because you've heard so much word, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are any kind of meeting that you go to like that where you get all pumped up, you get so conscious of God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you're kind of forced to do that because you're in it, but no, I don't like to say that. But it becomes natural to be God conscious because all you've been doing is seeing miracles, people getting healed. It's so wonderful to watch thousands of people worship God together. You're standing in the middle of that, and then you hear these things coming forth that are just such good word, and it's changing your life, and you're just really God conscious, right? Well, it's much easier to produce what you're aware of. So you'll walk out on the street and talk to anybody. Yeah, we're down here at this convention. You believe Jesus? You're going. So you might be intimidated on another day, but on that day, you're so full of God, you don't care.
That's right.
You don't care. You're like, yeah, here we go. Yep. This is the truth. You'll be, most of you here, some of you probably don't feel like this, but most of you will be charged up by the time we leave.
Yep. And
you'd be willing to say something to someone or do something that you wouldn't do. Amen. Because it's much easier what you're aware of. But when you come back home from the convention and you switch over to what you're aware of, there's not, you know, it doesn't feel the same. But listen, there's not a greater anointing in Fort Worth than what you have on your life. Oh, it's quiet. There's not. Amen. But it was an open heaven there in the meeting. Yeah. And there was a great anointing there. There always is. But I'm going to tell you something. There's an open heaven over me.
Amen.
And if I can get somebody to agree with me about that open heaven, then together there's exponential authority to open the realms over this place.
Yes. Boom.
But it's going to be what we focus on. Thank you, Lord, for that.
Yes.
Living aware of the Spirit of God on you. Living aware of His purposes on you. Shifting from awareness of crisis and calamity.
Well, that's good.
Maybe shifting from it's all about you and you're so miserable and you're so sick and maybe just shift from that.
Yes.
And think about what's going on in the kingdom. And you could say one little thing to someone. You could touch one person, and that person could end up changing 60,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
One person.
That's right.
Yep. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. You can change that many lives. Amen. See, we just can't afford to be oppressed by the devil. We can't do that. We just can't let him win.
Yeah.
Listen, you could be black and blue and beat up and staggering, and you still need to be saying, I'm winning. I'm winning, because you're going to win. Don't give up. Don't give in. You're winning. If you're in this camp, if you're in the camp of Jesus, you're winning. If you're in the tribe of God, you're winning. God's your Father. He's bigger than anyone in the universe. You're winning. You're going to win.
That's right.
Well, this has been a hard chapter. Well, this chapter's over and another one's coming.
Yeah.
There's an expiration date on trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
In Germany, there used to be Nazis standing out on the streets. They're not there anymore.
No, they're not.
Amen. There's hope for America.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old, I lived in San Marcos, Texas. I could run down barefooted downtown from our house. Never thought a thing about feeling like someone would try to pick me up or anything. We never thought about that in our hometown. You're like, well, it'll never turn back that way. Well, I'll tell you what, it can get a whole lot better than it is right now. I believe it can. I believe that the awakening can shut down bars and open up more churches, and I believe it. I've read about all the awakenings in the past where people were just running to God, running to God, running to God, getting delivered, easy for things to come off their lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're in the great awakening.
Yes,
amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus told John, the blind see, just look at what I'm doing and not what I'm not doing. So if you want to be well, look at what he's doing.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. Then look. Because good news is there. Find the good news. Find it in the Word. You know, John was not the best at being encouraged. John the Baptist. He wasn't. It looked like he was about to die. And Jesus is telling John, look what I'm doing. The next phrase there is what? Blessed is he who's not offended in me.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's a strong connection between you and what you're aware of and what you'll produce. What you're aware of, you're going to produce. If you just feel like you're in trauma all the time, I'm just in trauma, I'm just in trauma, there's just trauma, there's just trauma. You're going to have trauma and drama.
Yeah.
You're going to.
Mm-hmm.
You're the atmosphere changer.
God's
doing everything he can do to get it to you. You just have to say yes. This is not hard, church. This is not hard. This is about you believing and receiving and saying yes and turning your mouth the right way. Instead of, I don't believe that. Start reading the Bible and find out what Jesus did, what Jesus says. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Well, you know, all those miracles have passed away. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you're reading something in the Bible wrong when you're over there in Corinthians, you know, where everything passed away. That's not what that's talking about.
No.
There's still apostles. There's still prophets. There's still miracles.
Yes.
Yep. I am one. I'm a miracle. I've had so many miracles in my body. I've had so many healings, everything from asthma to knees to carpal tunnel to brain to everything. All kinds of things have been healed in my body. Amen. God is good. He's the healer. I'm debt free. I drive debt free cars. I have some money. I'm blessed. And so do you.
Yep.
And that should be your confession. And I'm able to go do what God called me to do. And I'm not depending on you for it.
Right.
God is my answer. I came here with the Bible and that's all I needed.
Wow.
And that was 22 years ago.
Wow.
So you came here with the Bible and life's a whole lot better now.
Oh yeah.
And it's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. Don't say anything, English teacher. It's going to get gooder. Praise the Lord. She's busy taking notes. She didn't hear me. Praise the Lord. Ronnie used to be an English teacher. That's okay. I didn't need you right at the moment. There's a strong connection between what you are aware of and what you produce. What are you aware of? There's a strong connection between what you focus on and your victory. Look to your victory. Look to your victory. Look to your victory. Well, I don't know why you're so hung up on us having victory.
Please.
First of all, it's the name of our church. No, I'm kidding. It is, but that's what you do to be a witness.
Yeah.
You do well. Other people see it, and then you reach out. You say, look at me. Look what's happening to me if you're doing it. They're not interested in the one with the sign out asking for 50 cents on the corner. They want to know how to win. People want to know how to win. It's innate, church.
Yeah.
It came into Adam. He wanted to know how to do things right.
Mm-hmm.
Men have always wanted to know how to succeed. It's in us to succeed. God succeeds. That's what he does. He's a winner. So people out in the world and maybe Christians that are not, don't know quite as much as you do, when they see you win, they want that.
That's right.
They're a Christian and they're not mad. They're a Christian and they're not offended. They're a Christian and They seem to love people. They were able to help them. They were able to help me. They begin to see that. They see how you shine. They see how you live.
Amen.
I was trying to think where we're in a restaurant, and sometimes we have a bad habit of saying, "How are you?" Deb said to the lady, "How are you?" "Tired." I thought, she just filled our atmosphere, we'll have to take. But you could tell. You know, you've seen it. You've seen it. But we didn't get offended. You could. You go, "I'm not coming here anymore. These people, don't they know who I am?" And that's not how we behave, is it? But on the inside, there is a light shining going, "You need to know who I am." But it needs to be done in the right way, not with your flesh. Amen. Amen. Y'all receive this today?
Yes.
God is so good, church. Just get your focus right.
Yes.
Jesus is doing miracles. He'll do miracles for you all your life.
Amen.
All your life, he'll do miracles. All the way till you're 97 years old.
That's right.
He'll do miracles. He'll do miracles for you. Praise the Lord. Gladys turned 97 on Friday. Talking about you. Praise the Lord. Gladys is one of the first members of this church. Gladys and Eldred and Bill and Gay and Ron and Pauline. We used to have a time together. Then along came Butch and Vivi, and we're all still the young ones here. Praise the Lord. God is good. Miss Kathy came along. John East came along. Miss Farrell came along. Then all you young chickies. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gladys. Happy birthday to you.
I want to tell everybody, thank you for praying. Prayer works. I saw Eldred 3 days ago, and it was not good at all. I squeezed his hand. He couldn't even squeeze back. He didn't know. We went yesterday, the two girls, Jerry and Susan and I, and when I walked in, I thought we had the wrong room. It was Eldred, my Eldred.
Yeah.
So good.
Praise the Lord. Prayer works.
Prayer.
It works. And thank God this woman of faith didn't go in there and go, "Well, it's over. He's doing bad." No, we prayed. We kept going. We believed God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Eldred is one of the finest gentlemen I've ever known.
Oh.
So kind and sweet. Praise the Lord. They've been great lights to the kingdom of God, to the people in this community. Amen.
Yes.
I want to grow up to be just like y'all.
Amen. Amen.
When Eldred fell down, she's yelling across the parking lot, "You'll live and not die and proclaim the Lord." She didn't care who was around, what was going on. She's going to confess the word.
Yep.
That's how we need to be. That's how we need it. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Focus on the right thing. Your dreams will come true. If you focus on the right thing, your dreams will come true because they're God dreams. Desire of sire, of the Father. Your dreams are all mixed up with God's dreams. Start letting them come up, come out. Start letting them focus on those things. What does God have? What does God have? What does God want you to do? What's your area? Because it's a good one. Your area is a good one. We're all ministers in one way or another.
Yeah.
And there's some really good things that are coming up. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes. We thank you, Lord, for this up and coming season. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're going to do in this great awakening. And we focus on you. We focus on what you're doing, what's not happening, but what has happened, how you've already changed some things around. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for it. Lord, I believe that you're pushing the gas harder right now, that we're going to go faster and further. And I pray, Lord, that everyone within the sound of my voice would be encouraged today and focus on what Jesus has done for us, what how he's moving through people, what he's doing in Jesus' name. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
God is good.
All the time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for the anointing, Lord. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kibro stavava katumbro bokolindere nalamo shevrebe ketubria stava. Thank you, Lord. I heard something funny. I want to tell you all this. So maybe if you need to study this out and get a little bit of correction. Someone had told me that someone was in a meeting and they prayed in tongues and someone walked by them and said, you shouldn't be doing that here because there's no one to interpret. They're thinking of the wrong gift. That's tongues and interpretation.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, well, in public, you shouldn't be speaking in tongues. If you're praying to God,
yeah.
I don't care who's around you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's a gift to pray to God, and you can do that here.
Yes, yes, you can.
You can do that here, and nobody will say anything to you.
Nope.
Praise the Lord. You can pray. So that's not right thinking there. That's not right thinking. Well, there's a certain order. There is a certain order, and believe me, we'll let you know if you get out of order. I'm really good at it. So there's order and we want order, but we're not looking for any kind of strange thing. But a lot of times pastors are concerned about wildfire. I'm concerned about us doing the will of what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
Yeah.
And so we're not putting him in the back room. Amen.
Amen.
It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So thank God for tongues interpretation. Thank God for the gifts, all of the gifts, and all of the gifts function here.
Yes.
So I'm grateful for it. We're going to see more and more miracles. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lizzie's had some miracles, financial miracles, blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard you won your game. What was the score? Awesome. And you're the goalie? Man, I would hate to try to get around you. Big old tall boy. I came to Irie's game and I saw you out there kicking around and you were playing. I didn't get to come to your game, but I'm so grateful that you're so talented.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We have such talented youth.
We do.
Great people. Gabe can play the guitar so well. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to see this girl running on the field. She's something. Thank you, Lord. And many other things. What blessings. Mom left you behind, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I guess y'all are old enough now. It's funny. Jesse went somewhere. Tyler, mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
What's she doing? I'm waiting to see if the Lord wants to say something to somebody right before we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up our youth to you that are on their way. Well, they're there now. Eagle Mountain, we thank you, Lord, for their safety and the fun and the word they're going to get at church camp. We thank you for it. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you for blessing them.
Yes.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. You're going to sing a new song. You're going to sing a new song. And you're representing Jesse. Yeah. And the others, in Jesus' name, singing a new song, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For Nina, thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The path, there's a path right now. Two guitar players. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that keyboard. Thank you, Lord, for the player. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes you minister that what is being done to the team leader. You minister things like, I've heard husbands minister their homes to their wives. The Bible says a wise woman builds her house, and so husbands will lay their hands on their wife and minister their house being built or their house coming, and or things like that. And then ministers will minister certain things into people, into their future. And of course, prophets and prophetic people will release launching things. Thank you for it, Lord. I just see something brand new coming along. It's good. God loves you. You're so full and ready to respond to Him, and He has some very good plans for you. You'll be right in the middle of the river. You are so important to the awakening of God, and you'll be right in all of it in Jesus' name. The Lord says, "Well done. Keep coming. Keep flowing. Keep coming into what God has for you in Jesus' name." Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. The hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. Moving now in what you've been expecting. He's moving now in that, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Lord's going to give you 3 steps and you'll come into something new. 3 steps. 3 steps you'll take. He'll show you what to say. He'll show you what to do. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 All right, it's time now. It's time now. Come up, come up, come up, come up. Come up. I've got you. Life and light. Come up. Come up. Thank you, Lord. 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 You're carrying an anointing to reverse the curse for yourself and for people around you. The curse is reversed, and there's an anointing for that. Yes, we're not carrying it. We're not under the curse, but there's an anointing to remove the lie of that people suffer from, and you're carrying that. Watch who you speak to and bring them joy and a great atmosphere, because it's going to bring them out of cursed places in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Havrabakata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have something real simple, but just it's something like, okay, it's coming around. It's coming around. What you're waiting for has to do with some other people. And so you're on the right track in some of the things you're thinking. But just know that God's moving behind the scenes, working with people, and it's about to manifest. You're going to have a very prosperous springtime in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I highly regard you, says the Spirit of Grace. I highly regard you. And you are about to walk in a brand new spiritual place. So get ready, get ready. I'm winding up the clock, and you'll step right out in a place on a dock, and you will see the glory of God transfer to people by the words that you say, the things you declare. Get ready. I'm calling you to be the clearer of air. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 All right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is coming from the Lord. Don't say I said it. Okay? You hear me? I just heard this. Stock up. Stock up, keep some cash, keep your gas tank full. Do it. Buy some extra toilet paper. Stop by our house, there'll be no problem. Danny said that there were, she said something, man, we'll never run out of toilet paper. We live next door to Deb. she didn't use those exact words, but she meant that. Deb is the toilet paper queen. She's getting down that aisle. She's going to get it. I mean, yeah, she'll come up to the front with a basket and I'm like, you can't see Deb. Praise the Lord. I'm taking that word though, stock up. Don't go nuts and don't be afraid. Everything's fine with us. We're in the kingdom, but people get cuckoo. And so save yourself from having to rush around in HEB, especially as we approach the eclipse. Just save yourself some steps by having a few extra things. Put something in your freezer. I'm telling you, it's the Lord. So. No fear. Just be prepared. Amen. Anyway, I think he's just telling us so your life will be easy when things click along here. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep your focus right, church.